This morning we will be in Matthew chapter 28, as we just read.
今天早上我们的经文是在马太福音的28章，就是我们刚才已经读的经文。
We'll be looking at verses 16 to 20.
我们要读的经文是在16节到20节。
I hope today's message will be a helpful reminder and encouragement to you as it's been to me this week.
这个经文这个星期成为我的鼓励，也成为我的提醒，我希望也同样是对你们的鼓励和你们的提醒。
Before I forget, I know it's graduation season, so if anyone just graduated here this past or this weekend, man, congratulations. If you have one coming up, I know it's an exciting time.
然后我们也不要忘记，现在就是毕业的季节。如果呢，刚才这段时间里面有人毕业的话嘛，我们就真的是恭喜你们。
So in this passage in Matthew chapter 28 is what's commonly referred to as the Great Commission.
这一段经文是马太福音里面，然后我们经常提到它，就说是大使命。
I felt that God was leading me this direction today. Actually, I started the week planning on talking about James chapter 2 and started preparing a message on that.
我本来是想要准备去讲雅各书的第二章的，然后我已经开始要准备。
Through different things, even my own personal devotion time this week, it seemed like God kept bringing this back to my attention and reminding me of the importance of it.
但是有一些事情发生，也在我的日常的灵修当中，感觉神就是要把我拉到这样的经文去，然后拉到这样的信息上面去。
I know we just read it together. I'm going to go ahead and read it again, Matthew 28:16-20.
我知道我们刚才已经读过了，但是我要再读一遍，马太福音28章16节到20节。
It says, Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted.And Jesus came and said to them, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上，他们见了耶稣就拜他。然而还有人疑惑，耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父、子、圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
I want us to be honest with ourselves and think this morning, what is our mission as a church?
我想大家可能也经常会问自己，我们作为一个教会，我们的使命是什么？
As followers of Christ, as a Christian, if you are, what is our mission? What should be our priority?
我们的使命是什么？我们的重心，我们的优先是什么？
There's a lot of good things when we come together as a church, like on a Sunday morning or throughout the week. And there's a lot of good things we do, a lot of important things we do.
作为一个教会来说，我们经常的聚集，比如说在主日的早晨，或者是在一周中其他的时间，我们做很多很有意义的事情。
What should be our main focus, our number one priority?
但是我们最主要的焦点应该是什么呢？我们最优先的事情应该是什么呢？
Why did God, after we became a Christian, why did he leave us here on earth instead of just taking us to heaven to enjoy forever with him at that point?
为什么我们在做了基督徒之后，神没有马上把我们接走，带我们去天上与他同享永恒的快乐，而要把我们留在这个世界上呢？
What was the task and reason for God keeping us here?
神把我们留在这个世界上，他要给我们什么？什么样的工作，什么样的原因呢？
I think it's clear from the passage, but maybe we have some maybe common answers that we hear about this.
在我们经文当中，我们可以看到，有可能我们就有一些非常普通的或者是非常日常的想法。
We can think, you know, what's the purpose of our church? What's the purpose of us as Christians?
我们会想，我们教会的目的是什么？我们作为基督徒，我们的目的意义是什么？
What's our mission? Some might say that our mission is for Christian fellowship, right? We gather together so that we can have this fellowship.
我们有人可能会说，我们的使命就是要和众弟兄姐妹联合，我们在一起就是要有这样子的团契，是吗？
Which I wouldn't argue with. I would agree that Christian fellowship is good.
我不会否认，圣徒之间的联合是非常好的。
But in reality, if that was our only purpose for being here on this earth, we could have better fellowship in heaven.
但是如果我们在这个世上我们唯一的目的就是有交通的话，那我们在天上岂不是要有更好的交通吗？
Or if maybe our main purpose, our main focus was just teaching and learning. We come together, we just want to learn as much as we can about God's word.
或者有人说我们在这里就是要来学习神的话，我们要来教导神的话。
Which I think all of us would agree that that's important.
我想大家所有的人都会认为同意这是很重要的。
That's part of it, we should be doing that.
这也是我们的一部分的使命，我们需要做这个。
I think even that, if we were in heaven, we could do that even better. If we were in heaven and we were talking about God's word, we would never have any disagreements on interpreting anything.
但是就在在如果在天上的话，那我们岂不是能把这件事情做得更好吗？在天上，我们没有任何的阻拦，我们可以完全的来理解神的话。
Others might say our purpose is to praise and worship God.
也许有人说，那我们在这世上，我们的目的是要来敬拜，来赞美神。
Which is also good. It's also an important aspect of what we do.
也是很重要的，也是我们所要做的一个非常重要的方面。
Of what we're about.
我们也是很重要，是我们很重要的一件事情。
Once again, though, when we get to heaven, we'll do that a whole lot better there.
但是呢，在我想说，如果在天上的话，我们可以做得更好。
I appreciate the worship team leading this morning. Could you imagine when we're in heaven worshiping with God, with the heavenly angels, and man, how great will our worship be?
我觉得今天的领事的队伍的带领我们敬拜非常的好。但是我们想一想，如果在天上与众天使一起来合唱的话，那是一个多么壮观的景象。
What should be our mission? What is our purpose?
所以我们在地上，我们的使命是什么？我们的目的是什么？
What should we focus our time and our energy upon?
我们需要把我们的时间，我们的精力注视在什么地方呢？
The answer might be to glorify God.
我们的目的有可能就是为了荣耀神。
The Bible is very clear about that. And in everything we do, whether we eat or sleep or drink or anything, it should be for the glory of God.
这个圣经很明确地告诉我们，我们做无论是什么事情，无论我们吃或喝或做任何的事情，都是要为荣耀神而做。
But how do we glorify God?
但是我们怎么样来荣耀神呢？
I would argue this morning, some may have different opinions, but I would argue from my study of God's word that the number one way that we bring glory to God is by sharing His good news with the world around us.
也许圣经上有很多的经文来讲这个怎么样去荣耀神，但是我今天想要提出的一个就是最最要紧的一条，第一条怎么样去荣耀神呢？就是要和别人分享他的福音。
By sharing the good news of the gospel, the good news that so many who are lost in darkness, in the reality of bad news, that they're a sinner separated from God.
我们要与世界上那些失丧的人去分享福音，在这片充斥着坏消息的这块地上，与他们来分享神的好消息。
And there's absolutely nothing that they can do on their own to reunite themselves with God, to have a relationship with Him.
我们世人完全没有能力可以通过自己的努力来与神重新联合。
And so they're destined for an eternity separated from Him.
我们真的是如果真的是这样的话，我们就要在永恒当中与神永远隔绝了。
I believe the greatest way that we can glorify God and bring glory to Him is when we share the good news of what Christ has done for us, the hope that we have with a world who so desperately needs that news.
对，当我们与这个非常需要福音的这个整个世界来分享耶稣为我们所做的奇事的时候，我们就是真的来荣耀神了。
In this passage talks about making disciples.
这个经文讲是要是做门徒。
Disciple is just a follower, so we are to make followers of Jesus.
门徒就是跟随神的人，所以我们要让人人来跟随神。
Just as somewhere, someone at some time in our life had shared the good news of the gospel with us.
正如我们生命当中有时我们生命当中曾经有这样子一刻，有人与我们分享福音一样。
And taught us how to be a follower of Him, how to have hope in Jesus Christ.
那些人告诉我们怎么样子去跟随神，跟随基督，成为神的使者。
This also should be our mission. This should be our purpose as a church and as followers of Him.
同样的，这也应该成为我们的使命，应该成为我们教会的使命。我们也应该要使人做门徒。
There's other good things that we do and that are commendable and we should do, but it should never come at the neglect of the gospel. It should never come at the neglect of our mission, our purpose.
我们生活当中也有很多很重要的事情，非常有意义的事情，但是我们千万不能为了那些事情，以至于我们忽略了这个大使命，让万人做门徒，传耶稣的好消息。
I think we have to ask ourselves, why is this so important? Why does this matter so much to us?
我想问大家一个问题，为什么这么的重要？为什么对我们来说这是多么的重要？
Because we can argue that this is God's mission.
因为我们知道这是神的使命。
Just as God's mission should be our mission as well.
就像神把这个使命给了我们，因为这是神的使命，所以也是我们的使命。
God has a mission's heart. God has a heart for people, his creation, his image bearers who rebelled against him to be reunited back with him.
神有这样的心，我们是他的，我们身上有神的形象，所以我们也要把神的话语给活出来。
God has a desire for those that have rebelled against him, those who are his enemies, to be reconciled with him.
神的心是要那些与他人为仇敌的人与他和好。
And that's the message that we see all throughout the Word of God.
这是我们在神的话里面所看到的一个非常一致的消息。
I think it's easy to, I've done this at times in my life, to take the Bible and just think of it as a bunch of random stories and how do these go together and what is this book, how does this book relate to this book?
我们可能看到这个一整本圣经，然后我以前也这样，就觉得这是一个很支离破碎的一些故事，怎么样可以把它连成一整块呢？
But as we look at God's word, we see that it's one continuous story. It's one continuous narrative showing God's plan to rescue us.
但是当我们把它连在一起看的时候，我们就可以发现这真是一个完整的一个故事。神他有他的计划，他计划怎么样可以来拯救我们。
All the way back in Genesis chapter 3, when Adam and Eve first rebel against God and choose to sin against Him.
当在创世纪第三章，亚当和夏娃初次犯罪，向神犯罪的时候，
God at that moment reveals His plan to rescue humanity.
神那个时候就开始彰显他的计划，要拯救整个人类。
So we see throughout the Old Testament into the New Testament God's plan, God's heart to rescue His people.
我们从整个旧约到新约，我们都一直看到神他的计划，神的计划怎么样来拯救他的人。
And ultimately, that's fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
最终他在耶稣基督上这个计划得到了成全。
As Jesus came and he was born, he as the Son of God, as God, he came and took on human flesh.
耶稣基督他来到世上，他是神，他是神子，他是神，他有取了人的样式。
He was born a humble birth. He lived a perfect sinless life.
他取了卑微的人的样式，生在一个卑微的地方。但是他为我们上了十字架。
He died the death that he absolutely did not deserve to die.
他为我们死，这个死法是他绝对不应该他所受的。
He did that to pay for our sins, to offer us forgiveness.
他为了我们的罪来付上了代价，让我们可以得到原谅。
And he rose again as we celebrate on Easter. He rose again and he proved that he was God. He defeated sin and death. He offers us a free gift of salvation.
在复活节的早上他复活了，证明他是神，让我们也可以与他同享这样子的拯救。
So it was God's mission. It was, when Jesus came, it was his mission to offer salvation. It wasn't just to change our earthly circumstances.
所以耶稣来是为了要我们得到拯救，不只是为了改变我们世上的境遇。
In fact, many were upset at him because they thought he was going to come and be a king who would get rid of their enemies.
很多的人对他非常的失望，因为当时很多的人都觉得他来是要做王，来推翻那些统治敌对以色列人的人。
But if we look at the mission of Jesus on earth, I think if he had a mission statement, it would be Luke 19:10.
如果我们看一下耶稣基督他在世上的使命的话，如果有这样使命的话，就应该在路加福音的19:10。
Says this, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost.
这样说到人子来，为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
That's why he came. That was his mission.
这就是为什么他要来，这就是他的使命。
To reconcile us back to God.
让我们与神可以和好。
And he's the only way to heaven, as it says in John 14:6, he's the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by him.
正如在约翰福音14:6当中所说的，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
So this is God's mission.
这是神他的使命。
Now, I would argue that we must care about what God cares about.
所以我们要关心神所关心的。
That we must be about what God is about.
我们必须要遵守，我们必须要关心神所看重的。
That we prioritize what God prioritizes.
我们要把神所放在优先上的东西放在我们的优先上。
So our mission is to share the gospel. Our mission is to make disciples, to teach others how to follow Christ.
所以我们的使命就是要去传扬神的好消息，要让万民做他的门徒。
When we ask ourselves, and this week I was thinking through that myself and trying to be honest with myself, do my priorities reflect that mission?
当我这个星期在那里自我省察的时候，我就在想，我们到底有没有做到这个呢？我们的优先次序是放在这个上面的吗
？Do my activities reflect that mission？
啊，我的日常的活动有没有反映这个神的使命呢
？Do my goals and dreams and ambitions do they reflect that number one mission that God has given to me on this earth？
我们的目标、我们的愿望、我们人生的憧憬，有没有和神的目标啊一起啊和谐呢
？The need is so great.
我们看到这个需要是巨大的。
I think it's pretty easy when we look around our world, we see brokenness, right?
我们这样子举目观看的时候，看到世界满是疮痍，是吗
？We see the effects of sin all around us.
我们看到有各种各样的罪恶就在我们周遭。
Much of that is people trying to fulfill that longing for God.
人想要来满足他们对神的渴望。
We have the hope. We have the good news that our coworkers are looking for. Our classmates are looking for.
我们有这样的好消息正是我们比如说我们的同事所需要的。
So I would encourage us today, let's not hold that good news into ourselves and keep it for ourselves or keep it here just on a Sunday morning, but let's take that out.
所以我在这里鼓励大家，让我们不要把这个好消息藏在自己里面藏在星期天的早上，但是要把它传扬。
There are so many in need of the gospel.
这个世界上有多少的人都需要这样的福音？
There's over 7.9 billion people in our world.
我们现在有79亿的人在世界上了。
Many have no idea about what Christ has done for them.
很多人都完全不知道耶稣基督为他们做了什么。
Many have no idea about the hope that they can have in Him.
很多人都不知道他们在耶稣基督里有何等的指望。
So we must tell them.
所以我们必须要告诉他们。
We must be about what God's about.
所以我们必须要做神做的事情。
God could have chose a lot of different ways to get His gospel out.
神可以选择很多不同的方法来将他的福音广传。
But God chose to use His followers as the means to sharing the gospel.
但是神选择了我们，我们是他的跟随者，让我们来传扬他的福音。
I think the problem when we're honest with ourselves, and I'm honest with myself, is we're not always doing a very good job of it.
但是当然我也有的时候提醒自己，我们没有做好我们当做的。
We often get distracted with maybe lesser things, maybe good things, but just not as important.
我们可能会有很多的事情让我们分心，那些事情可能是好的事情，但是不是这件至好的事情。
So we must focus on the mission that God has given to us.
所以我们必须要定睛在这神给我们的使命上。
So as we ask ourselves and asked this question a few moments ago, does our life and our church reflect the importance of the mission?
所以我们要自我省察，也是看一下我们的教会有没有实现神对我们的嘱咐。
Here in Matthew chapter 28, Jesus gives some final instructions to his followers.
在这里28章，马太福音28章，神耶稣基督给了他的门徒最后的一件命令。
If you're familiar with Matthew 28, you'll see that the chapter starts with the resurrection of Jesus.
如果你们对马太福音28章熟悉的话，你们可以看到这一章的开始就是讲了耶稣基督他的复活。
His followers, man, they were devastated. Here, just 3 days earlier, he was violently crucified.
他的门徒们当时是非常的伤心，因为在三天前他刚刚被钉死在十字架上。
His followers were confused. They were lost. They were afraid. They weren't sure what to do. Their leader was gone.
他的跟随者非常的迷惘，他们非常的害怕，他们不知道下一步是什么样子。他们不知道他们的拯救者去哪儿了。
In the beginning of Matthew 28, Jesus did what he had always said he would do. He rose from the dead.
耶稣基督就在28章的开始 就成就了他一直所说的，就是他从死里复活了。
And he revealed himself to many of his followers.
他把自己向他的跟随者彰显了。
And here's beginning to Matthew chapter 28, the end of the book of Matthew.
所以我们来到了28章的最后，也就是整个马太福音的结尾。
Jesus tells his disciples at this point there's only 11. As you may remember, Judas betrayed him, and Judas is no longer part of the picture here.
耶稣基督告诉了他剩余的十一个门徒。我们记得犹大他已经背叛了主，所以这是耶稣基督剩余的门徒。
So he tells them to go to a mountain in Galilee to meet them in verse 16 and 17.
在16节和17节中，他说让他们去加利利的一座山上去等他。
It says, now the 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them, and when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted.
11个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上，他们见了耶稣就拜他，然而还有人疑惑。
So they come to this mountain, and Jesus here, shortly after this, Jesus will ascend back to heaven, but here he's got a final instruction for his followers.
他们来到了这个山上等耶稣，然后耶稣在这个山上，在他去天上之前，他还有给他们最后的嘱咐。
Some last words for them.
还有最后的话要对他们说。
He's going to lay out to them what's important, what they should be focusing on.
他告诉他们什么是重要的，什么事情是他们需要关注的。
What should be their priority as his followers?
他们最优先的事情是什么？
Not just being excited and thrilled that he rose from the dead here on Easter morning, but to actually now take this message and share it with the world who needs it.
让他们不光是停留在复活节的清晨，他们看到耶稣基督这样的复活了，而是要将这样的好消息传播出去。
This morning I want to see three things in Christ's instructions.
所以这个早上我想让大家看到耶稣基督他的命令当中的三个部分。
First thing that we see here is we see Christ's authority.
我们第一个要看到的是耶稣的主权。
In Matthew 28:18 it says, And Jesus came and said to them, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
马太福音28章第18节，耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
As Jesus is coming, he's getting ready to give them these final instructions, this final commission.
所以耶稣来要给他们最后的命令，最后的嘱托。
We see his authority.
我们看到了他的权柄。
It says that all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me.
他说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
That he's the king of heaven and earth.
他是天和地的王。
That he's our Lord. He's the one that we follow.
他是我们的主，他是我们跟随的那一位。
So we kind of get this picture of a king, right, that comes and he has an important message. Hey, I want you to hear this. You need to take this and to follow through on this.
所以我们看到这样的一个王，他来到这里，他说我有一个命令，我有一个信息要告诉你们，你们必须要遵守。
But Jesus has authority of everything, not just one country or just one region, but the whole world.
耶稣说，不是单单的一个国、一个地区，是整个世界。
He's saying, by my authority, I'm sending you out.
他说，是因为我的权柄，我要把你们派出去。
And I'm giving you permission to go into the world and to share the gospel.
我给你们这样子的一个允许，让你们可以到整个世界去传扬我的话语。
To bring the hope that you have received to those around you.
把你们所接受到、所领受到的去带到那些人身上。
Sometimes we're afraid, you know, do we have a right to preach, especially as we have our world is getting more and more away from God. Man, it's like, can we preach this? There's so much opposition.
在今天我们看到整个世界离神越来越远的时候，有时候我们就有这样的疑惑，我们能够向他们宣讲吗？
Reminded here that Jesus said yes.I've given you the authority.
我们看到这里对我们的提醒就是耶稣说可以，我已经把这样的权柄给你了。
In verse 18, we see Christ's authority.
所以在第十八节我们看到神耶稣的权柄。
In verse 19 and 20, we see Christ's commission.
所以在十九和二十节就看到耶稣基督他的使命。
We see his plan to reach the world.
我们看到他的计划怎样去到达整个世界。
It involves his followers. What does he say? In verse 9, he says, Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
19和20节就说到，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
What's the commission that we are to go and to make disciples?
所以他的使命就是我们要去使万民做他的门徒。
Not only to share the gospel, but to teach others how to follow Christ as well.
不光是要与大家分享好消息，而是要教导他们怎么样可以做耶稣的门徒。
He tells us to go.
所以他说去。
And we need to actually go and actually reach others with the gospel. We need to share the good news that we have.
所以我们要去，我们要到人中间去，与他们分享这样的好消息。
And we see as Christianity here in the first century, Jesus talking to his followers seems so small. There might have just been several hundred followers. We're not sure, but here in just when the last 2,000 years, we see it spread all over because of God, His Spirit, and through His people, spreading the gospel around the world.
所以我们看到第一世纪的时候，在耶稣基督那个时候，可能就只有寥寥的数百人的基督徒。但是呢，经过了两千年的时间，这个数量已经到了全世界好多好多的基督徒。我们看到真的是神在那里做工。
I think we see a passage like this sometimes, and we agree with it. We understand that it's important to tell people about Christ, but it's also easy to convince ourselves that that's for someone else to do.
当我们看到这样的经文的时候，我们可能可以认同这是非常重要的，但是我们可能会想这是别人的事情，跟我们没关系。
And this isn't me getting after you and pointing my finger and saying, hey, you need to do better. As God was convicting me this week, like, hey, I need to do better. This needs to be more of a priority in my life.
可能我们开始会要来说对别人指着手指说你需要做好一点，但是当我读到这个圣经经文的时候，我觉得是神在提醒我，他让我要做的好。
Not out of a burden or something that I have to do, but because I have the good news.
不是说要真的是背负的重担去做，而真的是因为我们有这样的好消息，所以我们不得不做。
It says, "Go therefore." That's all of us. All of us are to go.
所以耶稣的命令是你们要去，这是对我们所有的人说的，我们每一个人都要去。
It says, "And make disciples of all nations."
他说让万民做我的门徒。
We need to go everywhere. We need to tell everyone all over.
我们要告诉所有的人，我们要告诉所有的人这个消息。
Maybe that means on a practical level here today, that means maybe somebody across the street, maybe somebody you work with, maybe somebody local.
对我们来说，有可能是今天你看到的一个过马路的人，也许是就是当地的人，你看到的人。
We need to have a huge mission heart that looks outside of just where we are and all around the world where there's image bearers of God who God loves dearly who are lost without Him.
我们要有这样子的一个使命的观念，真的是要将神的大好消息传给万邦。
If you're a Christian today, I think we must ask ourselves, what is my part in God's mission?
我们作为基督徒，今天就要问自己，我们在神的这样的使命当中要演什么样的角色呢？
Who and where will I share the good news?
我们要向谁去哪里来分享这个好消息呢？
It says everywhere to all nations.
他说是要向万国，向所有的地方。
So I mentioned earlier that there's 7.9 billion people in the world.
我们这个世界上有79亿的人。
Over 3 billion people are in what is classified as like unreached people groups.
超过30亿的人被分类为未得之民。
It's not necessarily just that they're lost or not a Christian.
不，他不是所有的人都是都不是基督徒。
But there are areas in the world that have either very little or no access to the gospel.
但是这些未得之民当中，他们很少很少的一部分人听过耶稣。
It's not like here where you could hear it possibly and reject it. Like they don't even hear it. They don't have an opportunity.
不像你们在这里可以经常的听到好消息，在未得之民当中，他们几乎没有办法听到这样的消息。
It's even just that category of over 3 billion people in the world will be born, they'll live, and they'll die with never hearing the name of Jesus Christ.
所以在这30亿的人当中，他们可能出生、成长一直到死亡，他们都没有机会可以听到这样的消息。
So that's our responsibility, that God has entrusted to us. He's commissioned to us to share the good news with the world.
所以这就是我们的使命，这是我们的责任。神给了我们这样的使命，让我们可以把他的好消息分享给别人。
To make disciples, to teach others to follow him.
让我们可以使别人做门徒，来教导他们来跟随耶稣。
He says to baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit.
他说奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And praise the Lord for the baptisms that we had here on Easter Sunday.
我们真的是为了复活节的清晨，我们可以有这样的洗礼仪式，然后来向神感恩。
Baptism doesn't save us, but it's that our picture of what Christ has done for us. It's us publicly identifying with him.
虽然说洗礼不代表得救，但是洗礼真的是一个向众人宣告神在我们身上所做的伟大的启示。
Jesus, as we teach others to follow him, we need to teach in verse 20, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you.
所以在二十节中他说凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守。
Let's teach them God's word.
要教训他们把神的话教训他们。
Or to teach him the God of the Bible.
我们要教训他们在这个圣经上所记载的这位神。
So as we look at Christ's instructions here, we see his authority.
所以我们看到耶稣基督的使命的时候，他的命令的时候，我们看到他的权柄。
And we see his commission.
我们看到他的使命。
It's not always easy to share the gospel, is it?
我们跟别人分享福音的时候，并不每一次都很简单。
If it's really easy to you, I would love to talk with you so you can teach me more. Like I struggle at times to do this as well.
那如果我们这个使命是非常简单的话，那我就特别愿意去做，因为它好简单，特别特别啊，甘心乐意。
We don't like to be rejected, right?
我们不喜欢被人拒绝，是吧？
We don't want to think of people might look down on us.
我们不想被人小看，是吗？
And so I recognize that at times it's difficult.
所以我也同意这个跟人分享福音很多时候是很难的。
And at times that it's hard.
有的时候是很不容易的。
The Bible teaches that the harvest is plentiful. There's so much to be done. The need is so great.
但是需求是这么的大，看庄稼已经成熟，都需要很多的人去收。
In Luke chapter 10 verse 2, it says, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. And go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves."
在路加福音第十章耶稣说到要收的庄稼多做工的人少所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人去收他的庄稼你们去吧我差你们出去如同羊羔进入狼群
Jesus says there's so much work to be done there's so many that God loves so deeply that are separated from him
耶稣说有这么多的事情需要做有这么多的人还与他隔绝
So Jesus tells his followers in Luke 10 to pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest. He says to pray for more to be in the harvest field, to share those seeds of the good news.
所以耶稣基督劝勉他们说你们要紧紧的你们要迫切的祷告要向那个神祷告然后求庄稼的主打发工人去收他的庄稼。
And we should do that. That should be probably this past Wednesday during our prayer meeting if you were to make it. We spent some time praying for missions.
所以我们需要真的是来祷告就像上个星期三在我们的祷告会上面我们就有一部分的时间会这样的传福音来祷告。
But on top of praying, we also must go. It says, go your way.
但是在祷告之后我们还要去差遣我们要去。
Pray for others to get involved.
我们要求神让更多的人来一起参与。
Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in the hearts of the people that we share the gospel with.
我们要求圣灵可以在我们传福音的对象上面做工。
It says also you must go.
也是，而且更重要的是，你也必须要去。
I think sometimes we delegate this responsibility to maybe those that we consider professionals, right? Like, hey, a pastor or a missionary who's getting support to go to other places.
我们有的时候不想自己去做，就把这件事情交托给别人，比如说像牧师。或者是交托给传道人去做。
Sometimes we even get hung up on this idea of like being called, like we, man, I would love to do that, but I don't feel God's calling me to do that.
然后有的时候我们可能有这样的借口说我确实愿意去做但是我没有觉得神让我去做这件事情。
And this morning I'm not minimizing the idea of God calling anyone, but we don't need to have a special calling when we have been given a clear commission.
但是我不是说我不是在这里小看每个人所受的特别的呼召但是我不想说我们必须要得到这样的呼召才可以做这样的事情。
God's called each of us, every one of his followers in Matthew chapter 28 to go into all the world and preach the gospel.
神呼召我们每一个人就是马太福音28章里面所说的这个呼召要去使万民做他的门徒。
So we have that calling, we've been given that commission from him.
我们有来自于神这样子的一个大使命。
It's not always easy. Some will accept it and we rejoice, right? When we praise the Lord in that, but some, many will reject.
有的时候我们所传福音的对象他们会将荣耀归于神感谢神接受欢喜的接受但是有的时候我们也会被拒绝。
We must just tell.
但是我们必须要出去跟人家传说。
Just as Jesus shares the parable of the sower in Luke 8, we don't know who will receive the gospel, we must be diligent.And just sharing the gospel.
就好像是在路加福音的第八章里面的。
Even as this week, as I was preparing this message, I was at a gas station with my family a couple days ago, and I was getting ready to pump my gas, and then a guy started saying something to me at another pump, and he was starting to share the gospel with me.
我在一两个星期前在一个汽车加油站，然后就碰到一个人，他开始要跟我传福音。
And I'll be honest, even as a pastor, and I told him. I serve here at the church that it felt kind of weird, right?
然后啊，接着就很尴尬的一面就是啊，我跟他说我已经是一个我已经是一个牧师了，然后在一个教会牧养教会。
And immediately, if I have to be honest, even as a pastor, I kind of was like judging this guy. Like he seems kind of off. Like he's, I don't know. Like he just seems a little weird. He's kind of bothering me. I'm just trying to pump gas. My family's in the car.
啊，然后呢，就算是个牧师，然后我也觉得这个人好像有点奇怪。他为什么要跟我讲呢？他感觉好像言行举止都有点怪怪的。然后我现在在这里很忙着要加油，我的家人还坐在车里呢。
And then this guy challenged me when he understood that I was a Christian. Even after I told him I was a pastor, he still kept sharing the gospel with me. So he was just making sure, which was good.
啊，但是就当我已经跟他说我是一个牧师的时候，他还在那里在挑战我。
But then he looked at me and he challenged me. He said, "Hey, man," he's like, "share the gospel with everyone you can."
然后他就这样子挑战我，他说你要和所有的你见到的人来传扬福音。
And then he said that.He said, you know, a lot of people that you share the gospel with, they're not going to be happy with you.
他说很多人你跟他讲福音的时候他不会高兴的。
But then he said, but if they accept Christ, one day they're going to be really happy.
但是当他们接受耶稣的时候有一天他们真的会非常非常高兴。
I thought it was very timely because I had already started preparing for this message and this guy out of nowhere, just at a gas station, was sharing the gospel with me.
所以今天我来跟大家分享这个消息然后真的觉得这是神给我的一个印证就是在一个加油站然后忽然之间就冒出来这样一个没头没尾的一个人然后跟我说你要去分享福音。
There was this obvious excitement from him. After he got done talking to me and I finally moved my way to start pumping my gas, he went to the next person.And he actually brought his Bible out of the car, and they looked like they were having a good conversation after that.
然后呢，接着他跟我结束了这样子的一个交谈之后，我就开始继续的，来加我的油。他拿着他的圣经，找到了下一个人，他们有一个非常好的一个对话。
This morning, I'm not prescribing a certain method that you have to use. Like everyone has to go get gas today.
所以今天我就跟大家说有一个很好的一个方法跟大家介绍，就是你们去加油站，然后跟人传福音。
What I was challenged though by this gentleman, this follower of Christ, was that man, he just had this excitement about it.
但是我被这个人挑战，就是看到这个他真的是对传福音有这样子的一个渴望，一个热情。
He really believed in what he was showing me.
他真的是相信他给我所看的。
He shared a little bit of his struggles, but then he also reflected on how God has been good to him.
他跟我分享了一些他的挣扎，但是更多的他说到神为他所做的各种奇事。
So what if we would go and share the gospel at the gas station?
所以我希望我们都可以去在加油站可能在加油站跟人家分享。
It says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations.
所以他说我们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Share the good news. It's not always easy. Sometimes, to be honest, it's difficult.
要分享好消息不是总是很简单的 我要承认很多时候会有一些困难。
We can offer you some encouragement. It's not up to us for the results. Our job is just to share.
如果我可以鼓励大家的话我们所要面对的那些结果并不是我们自己的努力所得来的。
We don't save anyone. It's the work of the Holy Spirit in their life.
我们不说不是因为我们说话而正是因为圣灵借着我们在那里说。
Just be faithful to share.
我们需要做的就是要忠心的去传扬。
Our world sometimes wants to shut us up, right?
我们这个世界有可能有的时候想要让我们闭嘴。
What if we were as bold as the world around us and sharing their ideology, right? And sharing what they believe and what they think is important?
What did you say?
That they share what they value.
但是这个世界在我们周遭的世界，他们却传扬他们所相信的，他们所宣扬的。
As Christians, we're not forcing our truth on anyone. We're just sharing the good news of what God has done to in our life.
作为基督徒来说，我们并不是要将我们的事情强加在人家的身上，而真的是分享神在我们生命上所做的一切。
And we have good news. Let's share it.
我们真的是有这样的好消息可以与人分享。
This mission is too important, it's too vital to just ignore or to just leave to the few who maybe consider themselves as professional missionaries.
这样的一个使命真的是太重要太重要以至于我们不能只让这些职业的传道人去做。
Early church, early Christianity spread just as not because there was a lot of pastors or missionaries, but because men and women just like us here in this building took the gospel with us.
早期的教会之所以有这么多的这么样的兴旺，这么多的人信主，并不是因为他们的各种各样的教师或者是牧师，而正是因为像你像我这样子的平信徒，然后愿意去分享神的好消息。
So Matthew chapter 28, we see Christ's authority, we see Christ's commission, and lastly, as we think about how sometimes it can be difficult, sometimes it can be hard, we also see Christ's promise.
我们看到大使命中，就是马太福音第二十八章的大使命，然后看到神给我们的托付，有的时候他会有很多的困难，所以我们也要定睛在神给我们的希望，给我们的应许上面。
In verse 20, it says, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you, and look at his promise here. It says, and behold,I am with you always to the end of the age.
第二十节说，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。接着耶稣就说，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
God never leaves us or forsakes us.
神永远不会放弃我们，不会丢下我们。
This isn't a mission that we go off on our own.
这是一个神让我们差遣我们出去，让我们自己去做的一件事，让我们自己去做的一件事情。
You're a believer in Christ. He's given you His Holy Spirit.
耶稣基督他虽然走了，但是他给了我们圣灵。
So it's the Holy Spirit that works in us and through us to share the gospel with those around us.
所以圣灵就在我们中间来做工，让我们可以去继续的来分享神的好消息。
We have Christ promised that he will be with us always to the end of the age.
所以耶稣基督在这里说，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
As we finish this morning, we must go. This needs to be our mission.
在这个结束的时候，我就说我们必须要去，这就是我们的使命。
We go under the authority of Christ, we go with the commission of Christ, and we go with the promise of Christ.
我们去是因为耶稣基督有这样的权柄，我们去是因为耶稣基督有这样的托付给我们，我们去是因为耶稣基督给了我们这样的应许。
Let's reflect, let's be honest, even as a church and as individuals, and as we go about our week this week, is this a priority to me? Does my life reflect? Do my priorities reflect?What God says is actually important.
作为一个教会，作为我们每一个信徒，我们今天就可以这样子去思想，我们的生活有没有活出这样的使命？我们的生活的重心是不是在神这样的托付上面呢？
If you're here this morning and you're not a Christian, maybe this is kind of a weird message to you. Maybe like, I'm not really sure what you're even talking about.
有可能你在这里还不是一个基督徒，你可能觉得这和我有什么关系呢？
I want you to know that God loves you and God cares about you and God wants to have a relationship with you.
我想让你知道的就是神爱你，神非常的关心你，神希望有这样的一个关系，和你有这样的一个关系。
And there's many in this room, myself included, who would love to talk with you and share more what the Bible says about how you can be saved, how you can have a relationship with God.
这个房间里面有很多的人，我包括在内，想要与你分享这样的好消息，愿意与你交谈，让你可以明白怎么样才可以得救。
For those that have already made that decision, you have a relationship with God, you are a Christian, will you go?
对于已经接受主耶稣基督，已经与神有这样子一个关系的，我想要挑战你们，你们愿意去吗？
Will you share? Will you make disciples?
你愿意和人分享？你愿意使人做门徒吗？
Maybe even better question, instead of will you go, is how and where will you go?
可能更好的一个问题是你怎么样去呢？你要去哪里呢？
Instead of just will you share the gospel, how will you share the gospel this
week? 不光是问你愿不愿意去，而是要问你准备怎么样去跟人分享。
How will you make disciples?
你怎么样让人做门徒？
Our priorities reflect God's mission.
我们的重心，我们的优先是不是能够反映神的优先呢？
Yes, let's be intentional to pray for our missionaries, and we have some of them on the board out there.
让我们可以来可以来花一些时间为那些 missionary 是传教士们来祷告，他们在外面，我们可以在外面看到有一些他们的介绍。
So pray for those who are vocationally doing that.
然后他们真的是全身的摆上为神来做这个，把它当成一生的工作。
Pray for those who are in need of the gospel.
为那些需要福音的人来祷告。
Be willing to say.Lord, here am I.
我们要愿意说神啊，我就在这里。
Lord, I will share your gospel. Now, I won't wait for someone else to do it. Somebody who might be more talented or more articulate. God, I'm going to share the gospel with those that you've placed in my life.
愿意说神啊，我就在这里，我愿意来为您分享福音。我不会再等待那些比我更有才能、更有时间的人来分享福音。我愿意走出这样的一步。
This is our mission.
这就是我们的使命。
This is what God's left us here for.
这就是为什么神让我们留在这个世界上，让我们去做的。
So let's do it. Let's be intentional and encourage one another to share the good news.
所以我们就花一些时间可以来鼓励彼此。
Let's have a word of prayer together.
让我们来祷告。
Father, thank you so much for your great love for us.
父啊，感谢您给我们这样的大爱。
Or thank you that, for the hope that we have.
感谢您给我们这样的希望。
Lord, we look at the task that you've given to us to share the gospel.
当我们看到您给我们这样的使命，要分享您的福音。
And to make disciples, and Lord, if we're honest, it's intimidating and feels overwhelming at times.
让我们可以使人做您的门徒，神呐，我们必须要承认，有的时候看上去这个使命非常的吓人。
Lord, help us to understand the importance of it.
但是求您可以来帮助我们认识到它的重要性。
Help us to understand the eternal consequences if we don't for those who don't accept you, who don't follow you.
让我们看到这样子一个永恒的一个后果，当我们不去分享，不让人不去跟那些需要您的人分享的时候。
Help us to take the good news that you've freely given to us and share it with those around us.
求您可以帮助我们将我们白白听来得来的这样的福音可以与周遭的人分享。
God, would you open up our heart and our eyes, Lord, to the need here in our community, but also all around the world, Father.
求您真的是开我们的眼睛，开我们的口，让我们可以来分享与周遭的人，直到整个地极。
We ask all this in Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告，Amen.